What is going on, my real estate investing friends? I wanted to jump in here and tell you thank you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I seriously hope that it brings you an insane amount of value in order for you to be able to crush it in your marketing for your active real estate investing business. This show is specifically here to educate real estate investors on amping up their marketing. So more than likely, if you're listening to this show, you are either already an active investor or you're wanting to jump in, you're doing a little bit of educating for yourself. So if you're either of those and you enjoy this show, you're gonna wanna subscribe to the REI Marketing Weekly Email Newsletter. Yes, I know that's a mouthful, but it is totally worth it because that's where this show kind of derived from. And in that newsletter, it's 100% value content and it's got four segments in each newsletter that goes out every single Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time about crushing it in your real estate investing business marketing. We have segments where I myself give a marketing tip. We have a segment for a marketing update or a how-to. So if there's something that's new on like Facebook or a new algorithm for Google or something like that, we talk about that, or there's a new platform that comes out. We also do a lot of how-tos. And then we have a segment specifically for somebody that is in an active real estate investing business, crushing it in some form of their marketing efforts. And that's where this show comes in. So we're literally stripping the audio from that interview and putting it into this show. So there's that segment on the email newsletter. And then there's a segment specifically for a tool or a resource that you're able to use in your marketing. So in order to get to this, go to colormedia.com/subscribe, colored spelled C-U-L-L-E-R. So colormedia.com/subscribe. Make sure that you do that. Do not miss out on it because it's a great newsletter, 100% value. There's no selling in there. And you guys are going to learn so much from that. It's just an extension of this podcast and for you guys to be able to go deeper into your marketing and get all these little tips here and there that are going to help you stand out in your market. So again, thank you so much for listening to this show. Make sure that you share it around with your friends. I seriously appreciate it. If you do, leave a review if you're able to, and then I hope you enjoy. Let's get started with today's Who's Crushing It segment. Let's go. Welcome back to the REI Marketing Weekly. It's your host, Josh Culler, here with Culler Media, and I'm excited for the guest today on the show, Chris Ontiveros out of Arizona, which I'm really jealous of during the winter months, but during the summer months, not so much. We were just talking, we got some good weather here in Northwest Indiana, Chicagoland area right now, but that's nothing new to him. So Chris, yeah. What's going on, man? Thanks for being on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Dude, I am so excited to have you on. We've been going back and forth a couple times trying to get you on the show and making it happen now. So otherwise known as Cash Flow Chris, today we're going to be talking about the marketing that he's doing in his cash flow business. I'm just going to ask him, like, what are you doing? And we're going to have a good conversation. But before we jump into it, Chris, I do want to give you the opportunity to let people know a little bit about yourself, what you got going on. You do put out a good amount of content, following you on Instagram, friends with you on Facebook and everything. So you put out some awesome, awesome content. I believe you do YouTube as well. And so I want to give you the opportunity to let people know how they can connect with you on social platforms and learn a little bit more about what you got going on. So if you could talk about that and then just kind of the origin stories of Chris and who you are and what you do.
Awesome, man. Yeah. Thanks for the intro. I appreciate it. So yeah, I'm a local investor out of Phoenix, Arizona, here in town. I grew up in the business doing a lot of fix and flips. I've had a real estate license for 15 years. So I've always been in the real estate game. Here in Phoenix, we do a lot of real estate development. So we build new homes, single families, and we're moving into the multifamily development game, which is very exciting. Mm-hmm. So that's what we do on this side. The cash flow Chris came from lots of frustration. My business partner VP and I, we were making plenty of money doing the fix and flips, but you kept having to do it over and over and over again. Yeah. So we knew that we needed to start buying and holding. And so a couple of years ago we made a decision to do that, and we're about 120, 130 properties later.
Awesome.
And trying to get to 500 as soon as possible.
Very cool. Very cool. So he's out of this Phoenix squad that many of you guys probably know. I think we're going to be getting Steve Trang on the show here in a couple of days. We're going to be recording with him. And then we've had, Jesse Burrell, Evo Annie, and all those guys on the show before. So
we'll
have to get Brand on too. So
yeah, man, it's quite the crew out here. I love that everybody out here supports each other. We're all friends. And, you know, we all want each other to succeed, and we do. Actually, the building I'm in is Batch Skip Trace.
Yeah.
So this is Evo, Annie, and Jesse's building. Brent Daniels is right across the way. We got Pace across the way as well. So a really good crowd.
That's pretty cool. So the networking must be awesome out there. So that's cool. So we're going to jump into it. I want to, you know, be very considerate of your time, but also just like go deep into what you're doing for the marketing. So I'm just going to let you kind of take over and just let us know the marketing that you're doing that's working in your business right now. Again, like I told you, most of our audience are active investors. And so they want to hear some actionable items of what they can do. And I know, I understand, you know, the market's going to be different depending on where you're at, because the Phoenix market is totally different from, you know, maybe the New York market or Charlotte, North Carolina, or my market, Chicagoland area. So what do you got going on marketing? What are some things that you could share with the audience that may be beneficial to them?
Sure. Now, yes, other markets are different, but I don't think that really changes what works in marketing per se, because lots of different things work, but different things work at different times.
It's good. Yep.
We were just talking the other day about how some people are having success with letters again. Mm-hmm. You know, a couple of years ago, if you were an out-of-state owner, if you lived in California and owned a property in Arizona, you probably got 120 letters on your desk.
Right.
It was just, you know, so letters work, but letters at that time didn't work. Cold calling works. Cold calling during a pandemic probably isn't the best idea. You know, so there's definitely lots of different ways to do it. And so depending on your market, depending on the seasonality within the market as well, really, really makes a big difference. So, I mean, I remember in 2010, I got all my properties off the MLS,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Try to do that today. It's impossible. You can't do that, at least in the Phoenix area. But yeah. We would go, this was when there were tons of foreclosures. So I would go look at 20 houses, make lowball offers on 10 just to buy three.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
And that lasted till like 2014, 2015. And some, like our market, we were still doing HUD and MLS around 2015. So totally understand.
It did. Yeah. I mean, things all changed. So probate for a really long time, probate was killing it for me. I did so well with that. You know, but again, things change. A lot of people catch on. And so you always got to stay ahead of the game a little bit.
Yeah.
Now we are, for cash flow, we're in the Cleveland market. So we're completely virtual.
Awesome.
Cleveland has amazing numbers with their properties. We really like the city. You know, we've been there a few times and we got our bearings. But I think that's pretty big to be. You have to get to the basics and you have to do the fundamentals when you're investing in another city, right?
Sure.
I can't drive for dollars. Here, I love driving for dollars.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's such an easy way to find deals, door knocking, that type of thing. But out there, we really had to go by the fundamentals. So what did we do? We found, first of all, we use Batch Skip Trace because they do the lead stacker. So we don't want someone with just one point of pain. We want them to have multiple pain points.
Right.
Because they're going to be that much more motivated. Mm-hmm. You know, so we went with the pre-foreclosure, foreclosure, tax deed, tax foreclosure. I think I'm pretty sure we hit landlords pretty hard. We try to get people who were doing a lot of evictions because we know that can be frustrating. And then we hit them multiple ways. Mainly we do text blasts. But you can also do letters, or if we had boots on the ground, we can go door knock as well.
Sure. So, okay. So let's talk about that real quick. Cause I mean, everybody's doing, you know, letters, everybody's doing text blasts and cold calling. Boots on the ground are something that's very, very interesting to me just cause I have so much experience with that. When I first got into the investing industry back in 2013, joined up with a guy named Gary Harper, who actually you met when we were at Wholescaling, cause we were having lunch together one day. And, we bought and sold 70 properties in the state of Michigan, virtually 100%, but we did have boots on the ground, and that helped a lot with the whole marketing concept where we're able to door knock. We're able to do driving for dollars through that one guy who was on the boots on the ground. So how are you utilizing that for your marketing specifically? And let's just say that Cleveland market, because I, virtual is where everything's going right now. I mean, we're always going to have that human to human interaction. That's going to happen. But especially in the time that we're, we're recording this episode, April 8th, when we're smack dab in the middle of this pandemic and people aren't wanting to go out. And I assume you might be experiencing this, but I know a lot of people across the country are experiencing, sellers canceling appointments and stuff like that, because they don't want to come in contact with people. So for you virtually, how are you utilizing boots on the ground in your marketing, in the marketing aspect, in that Cleveland market?
Well, yeah, you're right. Today is a different time than it was even a month ago. So yeah. Things are a little different now. So for us, we actually made a decision where we're not going to buy any turnkeys. We're not going to buy anything with people in place, just because we've had such bad experiences in that. So we're only buying vacants at this time. So that makes it a lot easier. Our boots on the ground pretty much consist of a really great GC that we have and his team. So whenever we have leads, we'll have him get his eyes on it and get us a real number. Yeah. So that kind of kills two birds with one stone.
That's good.
And then our other, I would say, quote unquote, boots on the ground are going to be wholesalers. We love wholesalers. We love working with wholesalers. We want them to make their fees, because they're bringing us deals, and they're bringing us deals first.
Yep. I think that people don't talk about this enough, where you have, so typically those wholesalers, I mean, just technicalities, they're really bird dogs for you. So are those, those boots on the ground that you have, the GCs and whatnot. I think that a lot of people, they don't utilize the power of tapping into somebody else's abilities in their networks. So, I mean, it's the same thing right here. Like, it's the same exact concept where I have Chris on the show after this, once this episode starts to go out and it's going to get published, I'll tag Chris on Facebook and Instagram in a graphic, and I'll, message Chris and say, Chris, hey, can you share this for me? Just to get it out to your audience as well. And that is the same exact concept as utilizing boots on the ground, bird dogs, and your GCs that are working on projects and stuff like that to go find other deals for you. You're utilizing their time, their experience, their resources to be able to go find these deals for you. And if you build an army of these boots on the ground, these bird dogs for you, then, you may not even have to do much marketing, and you could just pay for when leads come in and get closed. So I think that's a really, really good idea, and it's not talked about enough. And typically people don't think about that from a marketing aspect, but it really is a marketing aspect of the business. So I'm glad you went deep into that. So as for right now, let's leave that out off the table. What are some other things that are converting really high for you in marketing, whether it is, direct mail or text blasting? I know you said you do a lot of text blasting. So like what right now is working extremely well for you? And maybe it's the time period that we're in right now. Maybe it's right. Has it changed at all from like a month ago to today?
So people never like our answer. When me and BP answer this, they never like it, because they want the silver bullet, man.
Yeah.
Networking, networking, yeah. Networking, networking. Yeah. It's everything for us. We were talking about our old show, the AZ Flip Guys. We got 100 episodes there. And if you go through them, we probably say networking 10,000 times. Because seriously, that's what it is for us. We've built that network in Cleveland. That's how we found our contractors, our property managers, our bird dogs, our wholesalers. I mean, seriously, that is it. We tell them what we want and they go out and get it. And then when they bring us deals, we make quick decisions, and then we close when we say we're going to close. So, I mean, really, our marketing is down to kind of a trickle right now. We are hitting those main, but again, SMS has kind of dried up. People are, getting a lot more FUs and a lot less maybes. So I think the market's inundated. Everybody's doing it. So again, we're just networking. And then not just networking, we do it on purpose. We do it with purpose. So we let them know exactly what we want. We show them the maps. This is where we buy. These are the areas, this is what we're looking for. And they know how much we pay, and they bring us deals, and we don't care how much they make. That's the thing. As long as it's our criteria,
yeah.
Mark it up as much as you want.
Yeah. And that's a fantastic idea too. Cause a lot of people just, you know, say, hey, you're a bird dog, go find deals for me. And they don't give them any criteria. They don't tell them what they're looking for. And then they bring a deal, you know, they bring 10 deals to them on the table and the investor says no to every single one of them. And they're like, well, I brought you deals. What am I making money? Right. I think that's a really good way to look at it, is almost mentoring or training your bird dogs to find you the right deals, investing that time in them so that you can get good quality deals. You're not have to go through a lot of garbage deals. And that in turn creates kind of a loyalty with these bird dogs for you to be able, and the people that you're networking with, to bring you more deals. But now they know what you're looking for. So when they do bring it, they're like, payday. If this deal closes, it's payday. So that's a good way to look at it. I think that's good.
And you know what, doing it the other way, I think, is just as important. You know, for people who are out there actively wholesaling, obviously the better buyer list that you have, you don't need a huge buyer list. You need to have a good buyer's list. So
yeah,
knowing other people's formulas is key. Like I know here in Phoenix, I know I got probably 10 guys that I would pass my stuff on to. I know my 80%, 82% lipstick guys, where they just want easy stuff, but they're willing to way overpay for it. I know my guys who will buy anything that, you know, is fire damaged or whatnot. They want the really big spreads, but they're willing to do that work. And then have other people who are in the middle, you know? So
yeah, absolutely.
Turning it, networking, and then finding out exactly what they want. Like, you know, what is a deal for you? That could be key.
Yeah. And I'm not sure what you call it. We call it reverse wholesaling. That's like a really, where you're almost, you have your buyers. This was back in the day too, kind of like what you're talking about. You know, when I first got in from 2013 to about 2016, all we were doing was marketing for buyers. That's it. Like we weren't doing any acquisitions marketing at all because HUD was so hot, MLS was so hot. So we were building that buyers list, which honestly, I had this conversation with a guy named Paul Lizell, and you guys probably heard this episode a couple episodes ago. But we were talking about this, where the time period we're in right now, I mean, just take, we're in an area that is similar, that's going to be similar in unemployment. We've actually hit a record of unemployment. I think we're almost at 10 million people unemployed in the US, right? That file for unemployment. And if we learned anything from the previous recession, was that 13% of those people that lost their jobs in the last recession, 13% also lost their homes. So that was where we had this surge of things that hit them. I mean, you even said it, the time period, like 2010. I mean, that was like, what, 2 years after the recession, depending on where you're at in the country. But we had this surge of deals hitting the MLS, deals hitting, you know, auction.com, HUD. And that's when we had that time period. And then that kind of settled down, which around 2015, 2016, started ramping up marketing for acquisitions because those deals dried up. I remember almost overnight when HUD just got, deals were gone. There was nothing on HUD. Right. And so we were doing
the sweetest, I think it was like 83.5%.
Yeah.
They would take 83.5% of their list price.
Yep.
Exactly what to offer.
it was awesome. So you could reverse wholesale all day long as long as you had the strong buyers list. But this is something I'm warning people now, is like, where we're at right now, and I'm not saying that's the doomsday or anything, or I don't have a crystal ball. This is just experience from what we went through 6-7 years ago, is the strong buyers list is going to give you a very big, you know, step up from the competition. If you have all these deals coming through you, you know, if a bunch of people lose their jobs and lose their homes, then you can reverse wholesale those to somebody else on your buyers list. And a lot of people, I'm afraid right now, they've done some really good acquisitions marketing, but once we hit this, maybe if we come out of this pandemic and it's similar, they're not going to have any buyers on their list, and that's going to be rough. It's going to be a rough time. So I think that's something that people need to take into consideration.
I think that's an actionable item that people can do right now. If you haven't done it already, call your buyers list. You should be doing this weekly or biweekly anyways. But yeah, call your people. Where are they at? How are they feeling? Are they all in? Are they all out? I did this with all my private lenders and my hard money lenders in town recently. I found out some of them aren't lending at all. Most of them have just changed their guidelines a little bit. And some people, it's business as usual. So get out there. And now they know that I'm doing business. So maybe when they have a deal come their way and they know these other guys aren't taking deals, now they're going to pass it to me. So being vocal, networking, and just you're giving as well. You know, you're calling them saying, how can I help you? What do you need? What's going on?
That's good. I love that. That is awesome. Like, a lot of people don't think of it that way, but like that's really branding is what it is you're getting out there, whether you have an actual brand you're operating under or not. It's branding, you know, Chris, that's who it's branding. And we all know branding is marketing, in that it's in that funnel as well. So that's a really good way to put it. Chris, I am going to have to let you go, man. We're running out of time, but definitely could spend a lot more time here on the call with you. So I will have you back again soon. I do want to give you one more opportunity. If there's something else that you haven't talked about marketing wise for your business, could also be for your development, you know, the stuff you got going on in the development world as well. But marketing wise, what are some things that you can share last but not least here on the show for the audience?
Yeah. So Cashflow Chris is my moniker. I love trying to teach people how to put real estate into their portfolio. I'm a big proponent of it. I think it's the best way to retire, and not just retire, but retire wealthy. This book I would highly recommend, Building a Story Brand, because your client is the hero.
Yeah.
So what I learned from this is, anytime that I talk about cash flow, I don't need to talk about me. I need to talk about them, because they're the hero in the story. So yeah, highly recommend it. And then I run a book club. If anybody wants to join, no cost. It's a free book club. It's called Leveling Up Book Club. And we do a book of the month. And our last book was Compound Effect. Right now we're working Traction. So we actually did Building a Story Brand as well. So yeah, if you guys want to learn and help build your business, feel free to reach out.
Very cool. Yeah. And I agree with Story Brand, great book by Donald Miller. If you guys haven't read it, it's a very vital book to read for your business, just the way you build your business, but then the marketing side of it as well. Like Chris said, you got to make the customer, the consumer, the end person, the hero, and you're just the sidekick. Like, I think he used the example of Obi-Wan and Luke Skywalker. So like, you know, they're Luke Skywalker, they're the hero of the story. You're Obi-Wan Kenobi, who teaches them or helps them get there to where they want to go and defeat Darth Vader, which could be pre-foreclosure, you know, that's the evil or whatever. So I love that. Thank you for sharing that, for sure. And then, Chris, I want to give you the opportunity to let people know how to connect with you. So if you want to give Instagram handle, Facebook, email, whatever you want to give out, I know you mentioned the book club. We'll have all that linked in the description below. But if you want to share that real quick, how can somebody connect with you if they want to learn more about you or get a hold of you?
Yeah, real easy. I'm Cashflow Chris all over the web. Cashflow, and then Chris with a K, K-R-I-S. YouTube, Instagram, Facebook.
Awesome. And Chris does put out a lot of really good content, so make sure you guys go check that stuff out. Again, that'll all be linked in the description below, so make sure you check that out. Connect with Chris and go have some fun. So Chris, thank you so much for being on the show, man. I appreciate your time. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the show today. And I look forward to having you back again soon.
Appreciate it. This is a great show. It's a great service that you do for your people. I appreciate that.
Appreciate that, man. All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining in. Last but not least, if you haven't checked out REI.video, now is the time to do that. It's a new platform launched by Color Media, REI.video. Just type that into your web browser. Basically, you shoot your own videos, whatever you want to shoot, whether it's with your cell phone, camera, or whatever, raw footage, send that over to us. We'll get that edited, whether you want closed captions added, music, transitions, graphics, all kinds of crazy stuff that you want in the video editing, send that over in an order. 48-hour turnaround time, unlimited revision, so you get exactly what you're looking for in a quick turnaround time. Use code FIRSTVID at checkout, and you'll get 50% off your first order, so you could try it out. So again, REI.video, make sure you check that out. Again, that'll be linked in the description below. So thank you for joining us for the REI Marketing Weekly today. We'll catch you on the next one. See ya.